is present with us. What does that phrase mean to you? Is it easy to grasp that God is present? Is it something that takes a moment to understand? Both perspectives and any in between are okay. There's no wrong answer. God loves to process with us. And so I encourage you in this moment to lean into what it means that God is present with us, and to process that phrase with Him. For us to simply slow down and to rest in this moment is to take in a few deep breaths through your nose and to slowly let them out through your mouth. I'll be reading from Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Was there a word or a phrase that was highlighted to you throughout this passage? Sometimes it's easier to break down a scripture and focus on one thing at a time. There is no rush to understand the passage as a whole. Did you find this passage encouraging and uplifting? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. I encourage you to meditate on this part of the passage. What does it mean to you? What is your first impression? Your first thought? Has this been a prayer that you've prayed over yourself? That you may have prayed over someone else? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, part of the passage. To think about the words. To think about your own response to this passage. Even though God's love surpasses knowledge, he still invites us to try and grasp how wide and long, high and deep his love is. He still has a desire to be known, to be found by us. So I encourage you to lean into the expanse of God, to discover more about him, because he has invited you to. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time is meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O, Guided Prayer, on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O, prayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.